Because he said, I can't, you know. And we had the shop. I think he finally, his sons took it over, and then they liquidated the business or whatever. But for years, I'll never forget that, you know. I felt so down in the dump, we lost the election, and this guy called me up.
It was funny. Well, there was a great deal of idealism for the American communists.
Well, that's what's missing today. That's what I keep saying. The things that go on every year, more and more people voting Republican, and who? You know, the proletariat.
Yes.
It's like spitting in your own face.
And much of the reason, because my son votes Republican. He says, look at who is represented. They see, kids like my son see, that the Democrats, in being inclusive, have included some extremists in the Democrats. Just as they're extremists in the Republic, and they see these extremists, and they say, all right, I don't like those extremists. And they see some of the Jesse Jackson characters, or Sharpton is another born politician. Truly born. Not coming. Let's see if I can do better. No, probably just to try a different way.
Maybe if you took it out of the sleeve?
Nah, I think that's what I was looking at. It's in the...
Press down on the lid. There was an air pocket, I guess.
No, I think that's in the original. So I'm going to try doing it a different way. With a grayscale. That'll pick up. No, and there isn't. There's a lot less idealism. I like Jane's family. We've got a little mix of everything. We've got some of the kids who are out and out communists. Her dad was, she was a red, pink diaper baby. Today she's a good capitalist. Her next oldest brother was a teacher, school teacher, until he got ill with MS. And he was forever getting kicked out of each school because he was always organizing them. He's more communist than his father was. Even though his father served in the Abraham Lincoln Brigade. And then it varies, you know. Each one's a real mixture of things. But there was certainly the Sverdlov and communist or socialist connection is...
Right. Wherever you look, huh?
Wherever I look. I mean, I say, is there a gene? I don't know. Even within the capitalist, my father was a capitalist. On the other side of the coin, he was one of six electrical contractors in New York City that had their own pension and profit-sharing plan for the non-unionized workers before they organized the offices. Right. I remember him... A black man knocks on the door. I'm a young, you know, I need a job. I got a young family. My father says, well, go help in the shop. Union comes around one day, and the local delegate says, he's not in the union. You can't hire him. My father says, so put him in the union. You know, you're right, he's not in the union. Put him in the union. Many years later, my father died when he was 60. Many years later, I ran across him. He was already retired, this young black, he was no longer young, he's older than me, of course. And he tells me that story. He says, your father was the nicest man. He gave me that job, he got me into the union, and I had a career. Supported my family. So the socialist aspect was just a part of it. There we go. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Okay.
Can you make a copy of the DVD?
Yes. Yes, this thing is so fancy. I have DVD software.
So this one you'll do.
Yes. In fact, I think I'm actually able to. I have to say, I may. I don't know if I have a DVD blank, but I may be able to put it directly.
Let me make sure that I finalized it, because if you don't, you can only play it back on. There's a process that called finalizing.
Okay.
That you can only play it back on this, your own unit. But when you finalize it, makes it universal. So sometimes I forget.
Okay, that may be why I've had. I'm not that familiar with my own DVD and haven't done some of the things I need to. Oh, look at these wonderful things. Victorian History of the Jews, The Vanishing World of Jews. Oh, this is one I don't know. Roman Vishniak, I have. I love that book.
Putting your name on it. And go back a little here. Oh, sorry.
Technologically advanced than I am.
Yeah, it took me a long time to get used to this stuff. Thank you. is she's the Democratic state legislature for this area. And she has this program where she interviews retirees.
Welcome to the Dear Sandy Show. I'm Sandy Galef, a member of the New York State Assembly representing the 90th Assembly District in Northern Westchester. And every year, the Westchester Office for Aging, along with the Westchester Parks and Recreation, has a wonderful program where they identify very special seniors in Westchester County that have done a wonderful job for the community, and they give out very special senior citizen awards. And this year there were about 44 awards given out, and two individuals and a few more were actually in my legislative district, but I've asked two special people to come with me tonight and to talk about the award that they have gotten as the senior citizens of Westchester County and what they are doing in the community. And I'd first like to introduce, on my left is Victor Koster of Mohegan Lake, and which is in the town of Yorktown, for people who don't know that.
But I live in the town of Cortland.
But you live in the town of Cortland. Okay, right. It gets very complicated, doesn't it, with our boundaries. So, and Leon Sverdlow, who is from Yorktown, officially Yorktown. Right.
Thanks for inviting me.
Right. I'm so proud of both of you. And, you know, I hope you're proud of yourself. Because to get a...
And estimates that came due as the contractor completed their work. And if they didn't do it properly and they had to do it over again, I would not pay them. So I was saving money even then for the taxpayers.
Right. Well, they...
They're finishing ninth grade and still regret the fact that I never did get back to school. I was apprenticed as a diamond setter and worked at the bench for 16, 17 years, in the course of which I became involved in helping to organize a union in the jewelry field. In spite of the fact that we were setting diamonds, we weren't making the women setting diamonds. And we organized the union, and to make a long story short, eventually I wound up as the national president of the union, and spent most of my life negotiating contracts and developing programs to protect our members, to increase their wages and things that unions do.
Right. So you were helping people back then. You were helping people in the work. Both of you were helping people in the workplace. Now, when you started to think about what you were going to do after you retired...
You're going to take this with you, so I just want to show you a bit of the other one. This one starts off with the theme of the affair was Copacabana night. So they had, what's her name, the one who wore the bananas and
all? Oh, yes. the Brazilian.
Yeah, right.
It's an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Yeah.
Carmen Miranda.
Yeah.
Copacabana.
at the Copa.
That's cool. Because first they had all the doctors. And they told their stories. I'll fast forward it to where I get introduced. This is all the ones that were introduced. I think that when you do it, just fast forward it to my part. This is of no significance. This is an annual event for the hospital. It's of course a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, this is the other honoree, the elderly woman. I'll fast forward it some more. This is one of our cruises.
In that we are together at home and we're together at work also.
Volunteering is a tremendous factor in keeping up.
This is one of my theories.
Of the person that does the volunteering, because the days are very long. It takes so much time to leave them in our time And then what do you do? And the possibility of getting a little depressed comes on the scene, so that volunteering for all volunteers is a two-way street. We help others, but in helping, we help ourselves.
Congratulations to our two
volunteers. She's my boss, the volunteer lady. That's it. So that when you're ready, you fast forward to the R.
Do you have some pictures of your daughter and your son-in-law and the grandchildren? And I'll scan them in.
Here's the whole family.
Oh.
Taken at that affair.
Oh, that's a nice one.
And yeah. This is my daughter and me.
Abraham Lincoln Brigade by Landis. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's the whole story.
Milt Wolf. I remember that.
Yeah, he was one of the commanders.
Doc Simon, that's my father-in-law, 352. Mm.
Most of those are the stories are like repetition. It was picked, that story was picked up by 35 newspapers. I have a list of all of them in the country, including the Manchester Guardian in London.
Oh my God, oh really? Marched with Martin Luther King and Paul Robeson. Oh my God, Paul Robeson in Peekskill where the riot occurred.
I was there.
Oh my.
I was there both weeks. We came back the next week, you know.
I didn't realize that.
We came back the next week because we made such a hoo-ha, and this time, instead of the state troopers sending us down the gauntlet, I came back in a car that didn't have a window left in it. All scratched up from the glass. They told us, you know, when we were exiting the side road, and they were throwing boulders at us.
And this is the best.
And I was with Martin Luther King in Washington when he had made that I Had a Dream speech.
But what about
before?
I mean, it
was
really tight.
Let me see
how it was. Yeah. I thought I could see the real amber. The amber, nope.
That's the one where I got the diploma.
93? Took a little while.
That's how Leon finally got his diploma on Veterans Day. I am pleased to say that the rest of the family is either already gone through college or going to college, which I am very happy to know.
This is where we're, this is me at work at the homeless shelter.
Into World War II, Leon found himself in the U.S. Army. During the war, he earned several medals and citations, but he never earned his high school diploma. He's a great American, and I think that it certainly touched his heart, it touched my heart to be able to take part in such a great program.
So at least now, I have a high school diploma that I'll be able to prove my literacy to those who question it.
Now that he's a high school graduate, Leon is looking to get a college diploma to round out his collection. There's one thing to say about Leon. Even at the age of 93, he never sits still. It may be his graduation day, but once the ceremonies here at Town Hall were finished, he quickly left to go to one of his volunteer jobs.
That's right, I went to the hospital to work.
News 12 Westchester.
This is good.
Congratulations.
Wonderful.
For the college graduation as well.
Leon, okay. Bye, after the letter.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
All right, so that's yours.
Well, yeah, I'm
rewinding it.
Oh, of course, I should have known.
It's about
about a drowning woman that was saved by a very handsome.
Don't go. I don't know. You got better kidneys than me.
What I'm trying to say in a weird way is that it was you that rested in your confess. Your guidance and strength. You tried to give me a course on your access.
Sunglasses feel like you're stuck with.